Some 60 Ukrainian dancers are arriving in Washington, D.C. today. They are refugees who fled the country after the Russian invasion. The dancers, who come from different cities and regions in Ukraine, ended up in The Hague in the Netherlands. There, they formed a new company, the United Ukrainian Ballet. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the company performs Giselle at the Kennedy Center starting this week.
At first, almost all of the dancers who made it to the Netherlands were female. Most Ukrainian men are not allowed to leave the country. But with the formation of the United Ukrainian Ballet, the government made an exception, says choreographer Alexei Radmansky.
Ukrainian Ministry of Culture thought of it important initiative, so they gave it permission to the men.
Dancer Alexei Konechkov was one of them.
I'm not a soldier, warrior. I don't know anything about these things, but I can dance. I hope it will be more useful for support Ukraine.
Like all of the other dancers in the company, Konechkov left family and friends behind.
My mom stay in Donetsk region. It's like the most dangerous place now. But she want to stay at home. She doesn't want to go from there.
In the morning, we're all dreading the news from Ukraine because you just learn where and how many people were killed by Russians.
But Radmansky says the emotions are not getting in the way of the work.
Because, you know, ballet dancers are very disciplined and we just work. It helps to work, to concentrate on something else. And we also feel that we are doing it for Ukraine.
Last year, the United Ukrainian Ballet performed Giselle in London with sets and costumes donated by the Birmingham Royal Ballet. Dancer Vladislava Inatenko hopes this year's trip to the Kennedy Center will remind U.S. audiences the war is still going on.
It's really good when people are asking how is it in Ukraine and how they can help us.
The United Ukrainian Ballet is made up of dancers from across the country, different theaters, different cities and regions. Alexei Konechkov says it shows, quote, the union of our country. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.